Okay, let's get back to the Verdants and some of the things they were trying to tell you.
Okay, let's see, where were we? They answered my basic questions, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm, you know, and they were wearing robes, the last thing you were saying.
Yeah, they were wearing robes and slippers and very comfortable. And we were sitting around this table, and we stayed there for a good period of time, you know, 4 to 6 hours at a time, for over the period of 3 days. And they basically told me, told me who they are, where they come from, what they're doing here. They answered my questions, how long they've been here. And they said, and this is the important thing, they said that they have been recruiting a number of prominent people from practically every field of human endeavor to take part in a very important project. And that is the eventual contact between our two species.
I bet your ears went up on that one.
I was dumbfounded. Dumbfounded. I mean, you know, I couldn't understand. I thought I was very, very lucky to be there. I mean, here I am, a newspaper man, and I'm in on this story. And apparently these same people, this has been going on for some time. I don't know, several years, I suppose. They had been recruiting them the same as they were recruiting me. Now I said, well, why are you recruiting me? Well, these important people they're talking about, the ones who have great credibility, the ones who are the leaders in their field, the ones who, if they went out and said, I have been abducted by aliens, the aliens are there, immediately they would be able to get newspaper press,
mm-hmm.
whereas some anonymous
would not. You're right.
Some anonymous person back in Montana, a farmer or something, who has had an experience, by the way, and who has gone through an examination. If he started talking about this, he's not going to get any press.
And is just as honest as anybody else.
That's right. That's right. So what they're doing now is they're changing tactics. They're excuse me, I don't have
a
cough button. They have been recruiting these very important people who have great credibility, who can not only influence their peers in the field, but who can pick up a phone and, if not reach the highest levels of the public and private sector, you know, in other words, the White House or the corporate headquarters, at least would be able to contact someone who could pick up the phone and contact them. That's how well connected they are. In other words, if they couldn't pick it up and call the president himself, they may be able to pick it up and call, I'll just pick a name out of the air. This has no significance. Henry Kissinger.
Sure.
Well, we know Henry Kissinger can pick up the phone and call the White House. And so they have this great influence. They also are well respected in their fields. They'd be able to sway their peers. They also have great credibility among the population, and they would be able to, in very calm, measured manner, inform the people that yes, this is going on, and contact is going to be occurring.
Well, why not go straight to the top? Why not have the president as one of these prominent people, or is he?
As far as I know, he is not, and there's a reason for that, and that is that if you take a spaceship, people have suggested, well, why don't they just land right on the White House lawn, you know, which is a little bit of a cliche, I kind of suggested that, well, you know, that's not really the way you establish diplomatic relations. That's called an invasion.
And you might not want to do it in this kind of climate right now.
That's right. And you're liable to just get shot down, you know, you try something like that. I can see a Cuban defector coming over here in a big bomber or something, and he's going to land on the White House lawn. I guarantee you he's not going to land on the White House lawn. He's going to land on a heap many, many miles from the White House lawn. And they said that they know they're familiar with the military mindset in these matters, and that's not a good idea.
Did they give you names when you were there with them, Philip?
They provided me with a roster that I was able to look at. And that roster had a number of names on it, many, many names on it, hundreds of names on it, pictures. But I was not allowed to take the roster with me. I did remember some of the names. There was only a few that I was actually really, really familiar with. The rest of them, they were prominent in that I didn't know their names, but I knew that the position they held, let's say it was the head of the chancellor of a major Midwestern university, let's say. Well, I may not know
him. You may not know him by name.
Yeah, I may not know him by name. I wouldn't recognize his picture, but I know that that's an important position.
Was my colleague Art Bell's name on that list?
I do not reveal anybody's names who was on the list. And matter of fact, after I got back here and typed up my notes and put that on a computer disk, I was warned by some people. I was very naive about this at the very beginning. I thought it was a great adventure. But I was warned that there are some very, very dangerous people out there, and that if it became known that I had this information, that it wouldn't be long before there was a break-in at my house and my computer was gone and my computer disk and everything else. So that scared me a little bit. So I took that disk and I secreted it in a very a very secure place, and I don't access it in case I croak for one reason or another, whether natural or unnatural causes, my family will be able to access.
Are these worldwide individuals?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And again, I wouldn't be able to pick out the faces or the names of the vast, vast, vast majority of them, but I do know that their positions are very important. If you're the minister of
Well, let's say you're ahead of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Right, or something like that. I would know that's a very important position. And if it's a farm position, you know, or a UN position or something like that, I recognize the titles more than.
Okay, but it's that quality of individual that they've selected here.
Well, that's what I asked them, and they said essentially visionaries.
Huh.
And they call these people ambassadors, because these are the people who would help to lay the groundwork for the eventual contact between our two species. These are the people who would clear the path, contact the government officials, contact the military officials, contact people in education and law and, you know, manufacturing and, law enforcement, things like that.
Well, does person number one know about person number two, and number three knows who he is?
There are a few people who know some other people, and these are mutual. There's some little tiny groups, the way I understand it. But overall, most of them are anonymous to all the others.